This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Sleepers Podcast, Wednesday, May 22nd. How we doing?
Oh, that's what we're doing. We're just going to ignore the fact that, I mean, come on. Let's address the golf course on the Zoom. Let's do that. Like, is this you? Do I have to accept this?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You yelled at me for saying this, welcome just, back to
simple,
the program.
A simple warning text would have sufficed. A simple, I'm going to be at my new Chris back patio with John and Jacob Giegelheimer Smith approaching a green in regulation behind me. That'd be nice. A simple courtesy text.
Okay, that's on me. I understand. Look, people grow up. People change, okay? That's what's happened to me in the last week. Also, my AC is still not fixed, so we're just trying to power through this. Let's get to the show today, Cart. What do you have for YouTube comment of the day? Where do you want to start?
I have a YouTube comment of the day for someone I need to address that is very, very prevalent in our YouTube comments. I believe that he is a Michigan State fan. He comments a lot. His username is BrandonKG15, and his comments have reached a boiling point with me where I have to address it. You can be a fan of a team. You can be a Michigan State fan. I urge you to have some type of realistic just energy inside you. The comment that got me today is that Torvik is loving MSU over Indiana, and you guys can't comprehend it. We can't comprehend that because – Indiana's roster is better at every single position. Indiana was damn near just as good as Michigan State last season when you look at just the record wise. And like, why is it, what do you mean we can't comprehend that? We can't comprehend that because Indiana this offseason, after coming off a bad year last year and missing the tournament, what they did is they added Miles Rice, Umar Ballo, Bryson Tucker. They got back Trey Galloway. They got back Malik Renew. They got back Nkemzi Mbako. They did all that, right? What did we do? We added Frankie Fiddler, which is a good ad, right? We also added Simon Zapala. Like, I'm just so confused why Michigan State fans have to do this, and it pisses me off that I have to do this. But Brandon, if you could just, like, maybe change up the YouTube comments or take a different approach, It's getting exhausting seeing in the comments every day.
Well, that's a little mean.
I mean, he deserves it. The dude's an idiot.
Oh, that's really mean.
I gave him plenty of chances. The dude's a dumbass.
Okay. Well, sorry for being a little distracted. Somebody just hit a great approach shot back here. I'm sorry. I'm really bad at this. I've decided
I hope you get hit by a golf ball. That'd be great for content.
So I know, like, I've already been a douchebag and I have like major douche tendencies, but my goal in life over the next couple of months is to become an enormously larger douchebag.
That's a scary proposition.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of mandatory to, I don't know, just I want to like shake hands, kiss babies, and like a really gross polo shirt and like walk around people's house and be like, this is really nice interior, what is this, redwood, like, you know, shit like that. That's how I'm working on it.
Like you're not gonna button up like any of the buttons on your polo. It's gonna be all three down.
Yeah, exactly that. Let's get to the Discord. Join the Discord. It's $9.99 a month. I was going to make a joke about how, you know, the only way that I can possibly have a par five in my background is if you join the Discord. But that's not true at all, to be honest with you. Anyways, this is Bleacher Report money. This isn't Sleeper's Discord money. Can we be clear about that?
If it was Sleeper's money, I would be on the back patio, but I'm not.
Exactly that. Okay, to the Discord, we read comments every single day. We start today with Guy, who says, funny concept, dude who thinks Indiana is a blue blood because they are a historic program while concurrently believing that the color of a team's logo has no bearing on how they can be classified amongst other hoop fans.
I don't know what that comment means.
Yeah,
Can I say that?
Is he pitching us on like a TV show or something, which I know Guy's family is very familiar with.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of, which if that is the case, we'll consider. Otherwise, I'm not really sure what's going on.
We're recording this episode so quickly after last night's episode. I thought there was a chance we wouldn't have any Malik comments today, but no, he didn't let me down. Malik Perry says, I don't know how I feel about Carter raising a center. If Greg was training him, I'd feel more hopeful. Carter is pretty much Kohler in open gym games, but in organized games, he's not that great.
Pretty rude.
I thought calling you Kohler in open gym games was the original diss. Then he said you're worse in real games.
Yeah, that's tough.
Malik also says this is the second year Carter is willing to trade Akins. Why is he always on the chopping block?
It's not that I'm willing to trade him. It's that he has the highest trade value in Michigan State to me. That's the reason why I do that. Like I can't go out and trade, I don't know, Carson Cooper. Like no one, like no, I'm, my calls are going to go unanswered. Unfortunately, in trades, I think GM Greg has maybe taught me this a little bit. You got to bring some value to the table. You got to bring some valuable pieces. And when you don't have as many valuable pieces as you think, sometimes you got to go to the most valuable one. And I think that might be Jaden Akins.
Did you try and trade Jaden Akins yesterday? I thought you just called him special.
I think I threw out something about like I'm trading Jaden Akins for Danny Wolf, like or something like that.
Yesterday was all a blur for me. The AC was really tough. Malik's comment, his final one today, says, I need to know, would you, Greg, let Carter train your daughter in basketball knowing how he plays? Yeah, I would let Carter around my child. He might try and touch her, but
Jesus, we gotta retire this.
You love to touch the kids. You would touch my daughter. Carter, you will, like, truly, you absolutely will 100% touch my daughter one day.
Like hold her?
Well, that's already happened. I'm saying, like, you're going to touch her heart one day, without question. Knowing you, you will touch her heart.
I'm going to spread some wisdom to Mer. Okay, you know what? I'm taking a stand right here, okay? I would be a great basketball instructor slash, like, you know, trainer, coach, whatever that might be. I would be, okay? Yes, I know that my shot selection is terrible, but that's me. That's me and where the point that I'm at in my life. If I'm doing the younger generation, I think I know what to do. I think I could help them out.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Why'd you stutter?
I'm trying to, I don't know. Let's move on. No, you're a good basketball player. Yeah, of course. Well, like what? I'm going to say, no, I don't like Carter's game. So no, Carter's a great basketball player. Eric NJ Boiler says, since Greg wanted to hear the advice too, here's the advice. No matter how bad your day has gone and how tired you are, when you get home from work, you take two consecutive feedings and everything else like diaper changes. Give your wife a chance to get uninterrupted sleep.
Okay, that's a good tip. I like that.
Yeah, I'll endorse
that.
Back
to back. Wait, but the feedings have to be spaced out though, correct?
A little bit, yeah. But like when they're young, they eat a lot. They need a lot of nutrition. I will endorse that and put a little twist on it. I think like when you're done with your workday or when you arrive home from the office, however it takes form is up to you. But like, prioritize like 2 hours of uninterrupted father son time, even when they like seem like a potato and they don't have a personality yet. Like, you need to build the bond that is just like, I'm here every day, and then you get back to what you're doing.
And then I break that bond when it's time, right?
You should not ever break the bond. The final comment today is from D Terp. Dylan Terpster says, any chance you guys go to Moneyball this summer? I will be there at some point. It's been a couple of years since we went to Moneyball. Do you have interest in going back?
I think we got to hit one. We got to hit one.
I really liked Moneyball, but Moneyball tricked me last time, and I don't want to be tricked again.
I don't want Rick's not to be open on Tuesday when we try to get an after Moneyball shot.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that didn't we go to Harper's? We ended up getting a drink.
Yeah, we ended up going to Harper's, which was open. Thank you to Harper's.
Honestly, we ended up manifesting College Hoops to go that day because we literally got a beer and we were like, how fun would it be to just go do this at all the gyms? And then we did that like 3 months later. That was fun.
That's wait. Okay. We need our next big move. Our next big, we need to get to Moneyball so we can manifest something at the bar afterwards.
Okay. So let's go to Moneyball and be like, how fun would it be to be inside the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
You're shaped like Ernie Johnson.
Yeah, you're shaped like Chuck.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to the show. Thanks to the Discord. Appreciate the comments. That was nice in and out. I feel like I've really dissed the comment section recently. So good job today, comment section. And that's not me asking for less comments either. But, like, I liked the questions. Malik, way to take feedback, my friend. Those were quick and to the point and humorous and good questions. I like that. Carter, who are we presented by?
We're presented by the good folks over at MyBookie. MyBookie is the official sports book of Sleepers Media. Right now, over at MyBookie, you can use promo code Sleepers for a instant deposit match for your first deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code Sleepers, like I mentioned. If you use that promo code, you support Sleepers in doing so, and that will get Greg AC and also maybe better internet connection for his nice patio so he's not so choppy.
Am I choppy?
Yeah, you started getting a little choppy on my end, yeah.
Oh, no. How do I change that? Is it still choppy right now?
Yeah.
How choppy?
Like a Panera chopped salad choppy.
Are we sure it's not your end?
I'm positive, yeah. You were good for a good amount of time there, and then it got a little choppy.
Well, we've done like 12 videos today. How many of them has it been choppy? Because this is the first you're telling me about it.
Oh, no, it just started. The choppiness, I'm just seeing it in this.
Is it just video or is it audio?
It's video.
Not audio.
Not audio, no.
Then we're fine, baby. Let's rock. Go to MyBookie. Get the link in the description. Before we get to the first topic, I'm sorry. I have to watch this approach shot. I'd be a great golf announcer. Let's work on this. I almost just fell on my couch. And Dottie lines it up. Looks like she's going for the bump and run. Oh, no, that's atrocious, Dottie. Oh, into the thick stuff. Into the thick stuff. That's going to be a tough up and down from there. Topic number one today. I haven't told you about any of the topics today, so this is another surprised Carter day. Best duos. I want to each come up with three duos that we think will be the best duos in college basketball. You can define this as like the best pair of two players, highest talent level, or you can get more creative and more fun with like a duo you're excited to see for some reason. I think last year, the premier duo in college basketball, for the record, like my premier duo would have very clearly been Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham. Like together, the duo was awesome. I think I would also have thrown Zach Edey and Braden Smith in there. I would have thrown Terrence Shannon and Marcus Damask in there. There are others without question, but like looking for a duo that is special for some reason. And I want to each come up with a list of three. So why don't you start us off today? Who are your best duos in college basketball to keep an eye on?
Ooh, okay. Let's see where I want to go with this. All right. I'm going to start with I'm going to take an easy one here, and I'm going to go Hunter Dickinson and AJ Storr.
Thought about that one, but there's so much talent around them. Do you really think they're going to be a duo?
Yeah, I do. I do think they're going to be a duo, and I think other guys are going to fall into the role player category.
Interesting. Okay. Which one leads them in scoring, do you think?
I think Hunter Dickinson still leads them in scoring.
Okay. Like, chance they're both All-American level good?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. I can rock with that. All right. Give me all three of yours.
Okay. Damn. You know, this is a tough one because I think if we really wanted to, like, you and I could come up with a lot of good duos in this
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, personal, might not be a great duo, but I do want to see. I am actually excited to see what Jeremy Fears and Jaden Akins as a duo looks like in the backcourt. I'm sorry, it's homerish. I know I'm doing it. I don't care. I think it could be really good.
Sure.
Then third, maybe my favorite duo in the country, and also I think could even be better than Hunter Dickinson and AJ Storr. I'm going to go Mark Sears and Grant Nelson.
Ooh, now I like that one. That's a fun one.
I think they could be really good. I think they'd be really, really fun. I really like that. I like that duo right there.
I like that a lot too. Okay. I like your three. I like my three better than your three. Honestly, I didn't really like your three. Now we're getting to the point here. The no-brainer duo in college basketball is going to be most fun next year for me. Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey.
Oh, good one.
How do we drop these two five-star freshmen, second and third best player in the class, onto Rutgers and Steve Peichel and see what happens? Like, it's like, and they're going to start. They're going to be featured in a...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Way that Reed Shepard and Rob Dillingham never were. They have personality. They have flair. They have games that complement each other. They're going to look great in those script Rutgers uniforms. I think without question, Harper and Bailey, if it goes well, will be my favorite duo in the entire sport.
I like that. I like that one a lot.
All right. Number two, I'm going to get a little bit picked on, I think, for this one, but I think UConn is going to have a legit duo for the first time in a long time. Because they've been so loaded the last few years where it's been like they have seven great players. It's not a duo. It's a monster. And there's still going to be talent. But to me, there are two guys at UConn that are both the same complexion, that are both going to lead this team in scoring, that both have the same last name, first letter, last letter. Aidan Mahaney and Liam McNeely.
Wow.
It sounds like a law firm. But I think it could work really well. I think both these guys could be like 18 a game scorers if all goes well and Hurley makes them monsters.
Yeah, going to need a law offices of Mahaney and McNeely edit immediately.
Yeah, it could be really, really good. And truly, no disrespect to the other guys, but like I don't view Terrace Reed and Hassan Diarra. Like it's not going to feel like it's UConn seven deep again. It's going to be like how good are Liam and Aiden? And if those guys are really good, UConn's going to be right where they were. The final one I'm pretty excited for, I think Walter Clayton and Elijah Martin.
I was wondering if you're going to go there. I like that you did.
It could be awesome. I'm excited to see Elijah without John L. Davis more than I'm excited to see John L. without Elijah. And I think Walter Clayton just straight up should be like a first-team All-American preseason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I love his game. I think he's going to be really, really good. I like that shout from you a lot. Okay, one that I want to ask you about, though. Did Braden Smith and anybody ever make a duo thing for you?
I don't know who it would be. I wouldn't put TKR there. I think you'd be betting on the breakout of, like, Cam Heidi.
Okay.
Or all you right. could, I mean, you could take the easy route and say it's just Braden and Fletcher again.
Can you throw one honorable mention in for me just because I like this exercise?
Sure.
Is it okay if I throw Texas duo in there if it's Jordan Pope and I would pick Trey Johnson? I could see someone picking Tremont Mark as well, but I think that they're honestly that if we're doing like a trio. That might be one of my favorite trios in the country. Yeah. I know we're just gonna keep doing like who's our favorite quad?
Yeah, tune in tomorrow for favorite trios. I can't believe you didn't include Tremont Mark in a duo there. But yeah, I thought about Pope and Mark. That would have been my duo. If we ranked our six duos, what's the order of our six duos?
Oh, well, Michigan State's gonna be last in that duo for sure.
I think Harper Bailey would be one.
Harper Bailey would be one.
I think Dickinson Store too.
I would have Sears and Nelson one.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's gonna be a special.
I think Cliff's gonna get in the way of that feeling like a duo.
You think?
Yeah. I honestly, if there's a duo on that team, I think it might be Cliff and Nelson.
See, I'm of the belief that Cliff's gonna open up Nelson just to be his true power forward self.
I think calling Cliff and Nelson or Nelson and Sears a duo would have been like, I don't know, like RJ Davis was North Carolina last year, and it would have been like saying a duo was like Baycott and Harrison Ingram, you know, like.
Yeah, I guess I somewhat see where you're coming from.
Sears there. Transcends that a little too much.
Yeah, I guess we would do that. I don't think there's any. I think my honorable mention would be Texas. I do wish that there was more of. I did consider actually RJ Davis and Cade Tyson, but like the second's mm-hmm. not that good enough for me.
Yeah, it would be Cadeau for me just to play the backcourt game, but I don't like Cadeau enough. Where do we rank on the best duos in media list?
Not to get cocky with it, but I don't know how we're not the number one duo. Maybe two, maybe behind Big Cat and PMT.
Yeah, they're a great duo.
Yeah, but like otherwise, like duos are breaking up left and right. Duos aren't doing what we're doing.
It's problematic for you that the best duo in sports media goes by Big Cat.
It is. It very much is. That's also that. Isn't Big Cat a Bears fan too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. But it gives me something to strive for.
We did a little conference loop around game yesterday. I want to do it again with a unique, I think, clever topic here. I want to go conference by conference through the five big Power Five conferences. And I want you to tell me in a negative way, let's be a little mean, which coach is most likely to be fired next in this conference?
Let me get my negativity cap on. I didn't know we were getting negative in this thing. Let's get it.
I think it could be fun here to speculate very, very negatively today. Why don't we start in the ACC? What coach is most likely to be fired next in the ACC?
Okay, one question for this exercise. It has to be fired, right? No, like, retirement-type situation?
No retirements. Fired for performance.
Fired for performance. Okay, I am going to go... Oh, ACC. Let me just make sure I don't miss anybody here. This might hurt me, and I don't believe that's going to happen as much, but it actually might be. It might be Jim Larrañaga.
Off a Final Four 2 years ago with the legend that he is?
He's older. Like, it might be like a half, like, maybe they don't fire him, but it's like he retires, but they kind of fired him. I don't know. The thing is, I'm looking at this conference, and there's a lot of coaches that I don't think they would get fired if they moved on necessarily. Like, Leonard Hamilton has really struggled at Florida State. Are they going to fire him though? No, he probably just leave. But that would be someone I'd put in there. I would put in him. I put in Mike Young possibly at Virginia Tech. I feel like he's kind of somewhat underachieved there a little bit. I don't know who would be your shout out of that conference.
I thought the ACC would be easy because it's a bunch of gross teams, but it's not. I don't think there's many in here like John Shire and Hubert Davis.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Doing too well to get fired. Micah Shrewsbury, people love. Tony Bennett's a legend. I don't think they'd ever fire him, even if it got tough. You could maybe convince me things are on, I don't know, thin ice there. Jim Larrañaga just went to a Final Four. I don't see how that could happen. Kevin Keats just went to a Final Four. I don't see how that can happen. Pat Kelsey just got hired and people like him. Leonard Hamilton's a legend. They would have fired him 2 years ago if they were gonna. Damon Stoudemire's doing good things. Steve Forbes, people are convinced he's good, even if he never makes the tournament. I think Mike Young still has some time. Jeff Capel's doing good. I think Earl Grant at Boston College has been fine. Brad Bountnell just made a tournament run. Kyle Smith just got there. Mark Mattson just got there. Andy Enfield just got there. So who the hell's left? Who can get fired in this league? There's only one name. Adrian Autry at Syracuse could be fired.
Second year?
Yeah, but it could go south. Like, they could just very quickly get to the point where it's like, yeah, Red Autry's not the guy. The same way Kenny Payne very quickly was like, you're not the guy.
Yeah, I could see that. They weren't bad enough, though, last year. Like, they were not good, but they could have been worse.
I think it could happen this year. We'll see. To the Big 12, where there's a bazillion good teams, who's the coach most likely to be fired next in the Big 12?
Just want to make sure I get this. You know, looking at this exercise, I thought I'd be able to just fire a coach off the top of my head, which I probably will for certain conferences. Let's not get it twisted. You know what? It might be my boy. It might be my guy. It might be Rodney Terry. It might be Rodney Terry. Unfortunately, I think that I feel like there's already some rumblings or some thoughts in the back of the head, like maybe is this guy the guy? He's doing enough. He did a really good job in the transfer portal, in my opinion, this year. He's got some talent coming in. It's 5-star in Trey Johnson. He's got a talented team, I think, this season. If it doesn't go well, I think there will be a lot of serious considerations about his future with the program.
Roddy Terry is not a Big 12 coach right now. He's an SEC coach.
God damn it. God, I hate realignment.
Yeah, let's just do SEC. I'll pivot to SEC. You just did Ronnie Terry for the SEC. Let me scroll through here. Okay. Mark Pope's not getting fired, at least for like a year. Matt McMahon isn't getting fired right now. Although you could convince me if he has another like 15-win season that people run out of interest in him. Todd Golden's doing good. Mike White, I think people like. You know what?
Why are so many coaches safe?
I think it's Porter Mosier. I think it's Porter Mosier. I think this could be one of those situations where Oklahoma realizes he wants out, and they're like, we'll cut the ties before you cut the ties with us.
They don't want to get dumped. They want to do the dumping.
Even if, like, if you believe in Porter Mosier, you can't get dumped by Porter Mosier. That says something about the state of the program. So, yeah, I don't know what the logistics of that would be. It's funny because in the SEC, if we did this exercise 3 months ago, we both would have said Cal instantly, and then it happened. So now here we are. Back to the Big 12. Who's the coach most likely to get fired next? I have an answer. I think it'll surprise you.
Really? Can you say yours first?
Jerome Tang.
See, I was going to do that, but I didn't think you were going to let that slide.
Yeah, I think it makes me sad because I really like him. I think this is sliding fast. I think our State of the Program video on Kansas State, which dropped today, you can go watch that, documents that well. This is going down a very volatile path. He was rumored to leave for good jobs last summer. He didn't. Then he didn't get any of those jobs this summer. If Kansas State misses the tournament again, second straight season, and they're worse, if they take a step back from Tyler Perry, Arthur Kaluma, I think the narrative's going to swing on him very quickly. And he doesn't have a great relationship with Kansas State's higher-ups. Like, he threw a fit over the whole situation with Naquan Tomlin. So yeah. I think he's burned some bridges. I think this could get ugly quick if they are bad this season.
Yeah, it's definitely a recipe for disaster with administration and things not going well. And he is rolling the dice on talented losers right now. And I don't mean that as like just a complete negative term, but he's adding a lot of players that have had a lot of experience losing basketball games. That's a recipe that's not that great.
Big East.
Come on, dog. this segment should have been named after this man. Planet Man, Mr. Turtleneck, Mr. Greatbeard, Kyle Neptune.
Yeah, this is the first really abundantly easy one. Just to be more creative, if there's a backup to Kyle Neptune in this league, I would throw out Thad Matta.
Thad Matta.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to...
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I have the Illinois Brad Underwood pronunciations in my head right now. Thad Mata. Yeah. It was like a feel good thing with him when he came back, and then they were like kind of fun. And then I think last year everyone wanted them to make the tournament and they just fizzled out enormously at the end of the season. If that happens again, I think people get a little impatient there.
Well, okay. Another one that I thought you might've went with. Is there any impatience with, like, or not, maybe not impatient, but like you brought up yesterday that it's like, oh, could Sean Miller get it done in this era? Or was he just like good enough in the past when he could get over?
If you're Xavier, you could never fire Sean Miller, but okay. He's going to leave you before you fire him.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Final conference is our conference. We saved our favorite for last, the Big Ten. And I feel like there's a lot of coaches worth firing in this league.
He's bald.
Are you going to do Willard?
He likes Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, you're going to do Willard.
I am going to do Willard. I think Willard is the one for this one. Sneaky one. I love Pike. Are there going to be any rumblings or questions if this year goes really, really bad?
I thought about that, but the answer is no. Pike means too much to that community and that program that even if they're losing every single season, they would not fire him. They would like negotiate him stepping down.
Okay. Caveat to this. I need you to pick a recent, I'm not let, cause I think it's easy to pick the new Big Ten coaches in this one.
Who are you saying? Who?
Like, I need you to pick a Big Ten team from last season.
Okay.
So I think it's easy. Like Dana Altman was on the hot seat coming into this season.
Yeah. The interesting thing is a lot of the coaches that I think were fireable kind of saved their jobs recently. Like Chris Collins saved his job. The Boo Boo era saved him. Fran McCaffrey, I think, is trending towards fireable, but Iowa would never fire him because of what he's done there for 20 years. So I don't know. It's not as easy as you would think. I think Mike Rhodes will end up either leaving or getting fired. And I would say it's trending towards getting fired. Like, I don't think Mike Rhodes is going to elevate to a better job. I'll give you a sneaky one. Jake Diebler.
Oh, one and done?
What if there's a world here where Ohio State very quickly course corrects? Like, if it's a disaster and they're just like, you know what? We botched the hire. Let's redo it. I think that is a non-zero chance of happening.
They're definitely. And honestly, if it is they're bad, good on them for just getting right out.
Yeah, I think there's a world where that happens for sure. A lot of these other guys are safe, though. Like, Willard could definitely get hot quickly. Woodson is safe unless they implode. That would be the sneaky one. Like, if Indiana's a bubble team this year.
Yeah.
That would get loud. Dusty has time. Greg Gard's not going anywhere. Izzo's never leaving ever. Matt Painter is a god. Fred Hoiberg could stay for a decade now. Brad Underwood could stay as long as he wants. I think Minnesota likes Ben Johnson. There's not as many as you would think in this league. Interesting.
Yeah. Are we positive that Greg Gard's good?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Just
I think Wisconsin's just lazy on that though.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
My takeaway from this exercise is there's a lot of programs content with mediocrity in college basketball.
And that affects the product.
Final topic today is a fun one. Once again, this is a surprise for you. And I will tell you this. I wrote this down as a topic, and I did zero preparation for it as well. So this is completely off the cuff for us. I want a Big Ten bold prediction for every single team in this conference.
Oh, my word.
You can predict it like something that's going to happen this offseason still, or you can predict something that will happen in the season. Just from May 21st onward, anything in the future can count as a bold prediction. We're going to go off Jim Roots roster sheet again. I'm just going to work our way down through the teams. Give me a bold prediction for Maryland.
Derek Queen wins freshman of the year in the Big Ten.
Ooh, okay. That's really positive. Maybe I should try to be positive, but I'm not going to be. I'm going to be negative. I'm going to say by the end of the season, Derek Queen is coming off the bench.
Yeah.
I don't think him and Reese work. And I think if that happens, Reese is going to get the nod.
Hmm.
We'll see.
I hate that.
Indiana bold prediction.
Miles Rice's first team all Big Ten.
By the end of this exercise, you're going to have 14 different first team all Big Ten players named. I predict that Indiana will win this league and they will sweep Purdue.
Damn. That's bold. Very bold.
Better roster. Michigan, bold prediction.
Michigan will finish with a better record than Michigan State.
I love that you're being positive every time and I'm being negative every time. Michigan misses the tournament. I think they're going to be a lot better, and it's not going to make me super terrified about Dusty. I think like a bubble team out, like what Seton Hall was last year.
Okay. Make an NIT run?
Yeah. Like just... Hey, Roddy Gale's our best perimeter player. That doesn't scream NCAA tournament team to me. Wolf and Golden are a little clunky, even if I think they're really good. So I'm going to say year two is the Dusty year. Also, it should be terrifying to both of us that it's possible for both of our predictions to be true at the same time.
Yeah. Ouch.
Wisconsin, bold prediction.
Greg Gard gets fired midseason.
That's so bold. How does that happen?
They're awful.
Interesting.
Second bold prediction, Jonathan Blackwell enters the portal midseason.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, my bold prediction is that John Blackwell leads this team in scoring. And whether that's first or second team all Big Ten, I think he's gonna be like that good. Okay. I think John Blackwell could be that dude. I really do. Ohio State, bold prediction.
Devin Royal is the best front court player on that team.
The Royal belief's insane. I've never seen so much belief for a guy who averaged 4-2 and shot 15% from three last season. I will predict that one of Bruce Thornton or Michi Johnson pulls Xavier Johnson and is like either hurt and or just in and out away from the team for like stretches at a time.
That doesn't seem bold at this point.
It scares me. Michigan State, bold prediction.
Jeremy Fears leads the Big Ten in assists.
I really like that one. I actually think that's really likely. I like that a lot. Frankie Fiddler does not start for this team.
Who does?
Fears Holloman Akins, three guards.
Oh, okay.
I think that I think Trey Holloman's going to be really, really good. And I'm still a little skeptical of what Fiddler actually is. And if that, like, because basically Fiddler needs to be better than Holloman or Akins. And everybody assumes it's just a guarantee he's better than Holloman. I don't think that's a guarantee. I think Trey is in line for a breakout season.
Well, I would love that.
Iowa.
Brock Harding has the highest total assist game out of any player in the Big Ten.
Okay. Just a little better than Jeremy Fears there?
No, because I don't think the total. I just think that he's going to have like
one game.
Like one, like 17 assist game or something. And that's like the highest for anyone.
Got it. Okay. I predict that Josh Dix is like legitimately good.
I forgot they got Josh Dix.
Yeah. Like Josh Dix does like a Peter Jok random one year where he averages like 15 a game. And we're all like, what the hell?
You know what's going to happen?
What?
They're going to get Samford back and we're going to talk ourselves into Brock Harding, Samford, Dix, Owen Freeman doing something.
I could see it. I could see it. Purdue, bold prediction.
Cam Heidi leads them in scoring.
Wow. I think that'd be a good development. There's a lot of ways you could go with this. I was curious if you would bold predict like Fletcher comes off the bench at some point because Colvin and Heidi are too good. You could predict something bold about Cannon. Predict something bold about Braden.
My secondary one was I think Painter's gonna get suspended for at least a game this season for doing something classless.
That's crazy. I'll do it. I'm gonna do it. I think Purdue makes a Final Four for the second consecutive season.
Woo!
I think this is the Braden Smith era and it's here to stay. It's not. It, like, the Zach Edey era was an era. It ended. We are now in the Braden Smith era. It's going to be really good.
All right.
Nebraska, bold prediction.
Connor Seaton leads the conference and made three-pointers.
Be fun. Gavin Griffiths is better than Connor Seaton.
I can see that. I'm not mad at that.
I like that. That too is a tandem. It's not being talked about enough. I like that.
Who's their point guard?
It's not Bryce Williams.
If they still have Bryce Williams, then I'm kind of
Raleigh okay. Raleigh Worcester from Utah is the point guard. Bryce Williams is the shooting guard, though.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. Illinois.
Kylan Boswell ends up coming off the bench.
That's absurd. How? He's like the only proven great player on this team. That makes no sense.
Because DGL ended up being better than him.
So who's the other guard? Somebody else they don't have yet?
Ty Rogers or somebody else they don't have.
Okay. I just realized how much I'm setting myself up for disaster by making this a subject today. Because I have to do Illinois. And I have to be honest, don't I? Like, that's a rule of this. I have to be honest. I have to say what I feel, what I think.
Yep.
I think this is exactly what I said last year when we did this in the summer. Do you remember this exercise? Like, I danced around something for, like, 60 seconds, and then I whispered into the microphone and ran.
Uh-huh.
And then it ended up being 100% accurate.
Wait, no. Are you talking about the other team that started?
I was right the whole time, right? Wasn't I right the whole time?
I think I might have to stop. Greg, sit
wasn't
down.
Wasn't I right the whole time?
Stay right there.
Wasn't I right the whole time?
Do not do Greg, stay right there. Don't do it.
Illinois misses the tournament next year.
Greg, no. First of all, that run is we gotta talk about that. Also, is people are golfing. Get off the course.
If we're all being honest about it, they have like the 16th best roster in the league. It's really gross.
Greg, stop running away from the mic. Get back. Get back on the mic. Jeez. Get back on the mic.
Really out of breath.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice run by you.
Thanks.
It's hot out there, isn't it?
Really hot. We have no AC.
Okay. That's the boldest, Greg. That's the boldest.
I feel like Dane Danger after playing four consecutive minutes unstopped.
Still a fat boy summer. Don't forget it.
Minnesota.
Minnesota finishes last in the Big Ten.
That's the correct prediction.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't talk. Northwestern.
Just because I haven't done it in a while. Brooks Barnheiser's first team all Big Ten.
Ooh. Ty Berry's first team all Big Ten. Is this our Northwestern?
They're always going to be our Wildcats, man.
They might make the tournament. It's possible. Penn State.
Mike Rhodes is fired midseason.
Ace Baldwin is the second best player in the league.
Whoa. We're positive he's back, too.
Year two transfers.
Good call. Good shout.
He's back. Rutgers.
Rutgers is top four in the Big Ten.
I hope that happens, just so I can have two fan bases mad at me. Rutgers misses the tournament. Cart, their center spot's horrendous. Michigan State doesn't have the worst center spot in the league as long as Rutgers is here.
I like the freshman Somerville, but he's more of a pop forward.
Yeah, 3-star, 6'8".
Yeah, tough though.
Screams good. Emmanuel Ogboley averaged 2-2 last year.
Ah.
The only guy on the roster over 6'8".
Ah.
Washington.
You know what? Shout out the guy. Great Osabor wins Big Ten Player of the Year.
Wow. I think DJ Davis leads this team in scoring. And I think they're fun. Yeah.
What about DJ Davis?
I think they're fun too. USC.
USC. USC will be the number one offensive team on KenPom in the Big Ten.
How?
They will.
That makes no sense to me.
Okay, but maybe not number one, efficiency or whatever. They will average the most points per game in the Big Ten.
Okay. Who did we picked Minnesota to finish last in the league?
Yeah.
USC finishes second last in the league.
Ouch.
I'm talking Arkansas 2.0 implosion.
Good Lord.
But then Musk gets it right next year. But year one's going to be disaster. Whoever said that in the Discord the other day is right. I love being negative way too much. This is so fun.
Yeah, positivity week sucked.
Oregon.
Jaxton Shelstead has a better year than Braden Smith.
Mine was going to be Jaxton Shelstead. First off, that's absurd. Mine was going to be Jaxton Shelstead leads the league in you and I texting each other about him moments.
That's not bold. That's probably going to happen.
I'm going to say Nathan Biddle actually becomes a good center somehow.
Oh, that's about as bold can be.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Final one, UCLA.
Ademar is the best big in the league.
What the hell? Really?
Year two transfer.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Not a transfer, just year two.
Just year two. There will be a Mick Cronin incident this season.
Define incident.
Some sort of whoa, did you see that front page SportsCenter news where Mick is problematically in trouble?
Yeah. Okay, I could see that. My secondary bowl prediction would be that players start throwing Mick under the bus in the press conference before we throw them under the bus.
That's fun. That's really, really fun. Honestly, UCLA moving to the Big Ten is a huge win for Mick. He can he gets it. He is Big Ten basketball. You know?
Yeah,
he is. All right, fun show today. What's your one big thing presented by nobody?
God, what is it? I didn't come prepared with one today, so I think I'll go with this. I know it's a policy on golf courses, like not to like bring your own cooler or bring your own beverages. I think there should be one rule implemented that if you purchase a minimum of two beverages from the golf course, then you have the ability to bring your own with you. Like it shouldn't be looked down upon. As long as you meet the minimum and you're paying for the round, you're paying for the cart, you're paying for all that, then after that, you can bring whatever you want with you to the course.
It's a good one. I don't hate that one at all. Yeah, I'm a big favor of bring your own anything anywhere. Like life should be BYO.
Yeah. Also, second one big thing. I think Mal should quit her job and just be a cart girl.
she did work cart girl at this course at the Moors when she was growing up.
That's what I'm saying. Like instead of just, you know, firing it up for not gonna dox what company she works for now, she just heads out of the backyard, fires cart, it up, and just is a cart girl.
Cart, the me putting this house on camera should dox what company she works for. Like, let's be honest about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, not to gas my wife up too. Actually, that's a good transition to my one big thing. One big thing is a shout out to my wife. I don't even think you know this. Mal got a new job.
What?
The day we moved in, she got a call that she got the job she had applied for. Yeah. New job. Really? Congrats to her.
At the place you talked about?
Yeah, same company. I'm proud of her. She's worked at this company for a couple of years now, worked at Bell's Brewery long before this company. But she's done some fun jobs through the years. She was in event planning for a couple of years, and she really liked her boss, liked the job. But it was a lot of travel, like a lot of like out of the country for a week travel. And she enjoyed it until she became a mom. And then I could see how hard it was on her. Just she's a very fantastic, loving, hands-on mother. And just wasn't in her heart to keep doing that. She didn't want to be away. So she's been applying for some various things. She didn't want to leave the company, but now she doesn't have to. She got a job she's much more excited about. That is the thing she loves to do. And we think it's going to come with a slight salary increase as well as time goes on. So yeah, really proud of her. She's happy. Life is good.
That is, hey, life is good. Love seeing a hands-on mother being able to touch her child as much as she wants.
Highly recommend having like a rock star wife. Like I literally just get to be a giant dickhead. Like, hey, I'm going to go podcast today. And like, I got to run to Best Buy and buy four TVs for my wall while you like grind life and crush it and crush being a mom too.
Yeah. Shout them out. You're shaped like a hands-on uncle.
I'm a problematic accessory. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's a bar.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.